So we're driving to Dave's aunt and uncle's for New Year's dinner, and I'm scared about how, like, the connection might go. So I joined early just in case I get cut off early.
Well, I joined early because this is the first time I've ever been on Google Hangouts. So.
I had to download it myself.
I actually had my daughter helping me.
Oh, see, perfect. And I think we beat everybody else there, except I see Jeff is in, but I can't hear him.
No, I didn't see him either.
Yeah. Oh, here comes Robbie, I think. How was your Christmas?
Very nice. I don't know if Robbie ever said anything. I had neck surgery early December, so I was in a tremendous amount of pain from Labor Day to the beginning of December down my arm, and I'm feeling wonderful. So Christmas for me was spectacular.
Oh, good. Awesome to hear that you've recovered. I didn't have a clue about the surgery, but it's nice to see you. You look like you have good range of motion and everything, so it went really well then.
Oh, it did. It went spectacularly well. So I'm good. I can move around. I'm not supposed to move too much yet, but I go back in a couple of weeks so he can tell me when I can go back to work.
Well, hopefully you get at least until the spring, because it's so really cold right now.
It is cold. My coworkers are probably calling me every name in the book. You picked a good time. I'm like, I didn't choose this.
No. Well, yeah. Totally get that. How are the roads, babe?
Brutal.
Yeah.
I'm like, should I even take the highway right now?
I don't know.
Maybe slow lane.
Yeah, probably the highway is going to be the clearer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they usually do the highways down here first.
This turkey better be worth it.
It will be.
It definitely will be.
I got an Instapot, one of those electric pressure cookers.
Nice.
For myself for Christmas. So I've been cooking up a storm at home. So now I have tons of leftovers in the fridge, but we're gonna go eat more food.
And you're gonna take home leftovers, right?
Of course, yeah. That's the way of it. I wonder if there's a way I can put this phone somewhere where it doesn't have to be my arm holding it up. It's gonna get tricky. I know the trick. I don't want it down here because you can see like double chin action.
Fashion.
Okay, up it is. What time is it?
1 o'clock.
It's not 1 o'clock yet. We're real early.
No, we are very early, yes. I see other people flashing on the bottom of my screen here, but I don't see names. Oh, oh dear. Gotta get up and move around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, here we go.
You can be part of our drive.
At least somebody will know something bad happened. It doesn't go off air immediately.
Nothing bad will happen.
Oh, God.
But at least now you're witness to the fact that I was part of the Hangouts, because I do know that where we're going, which is like a 40-minute drive, I never have service by the time we get there. So...
It's Are you driving north?
We're driving south. Is it south? Southwest?
Southbound and a northbound highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Robbie always says he goes away, he goes north. And I just like, north of where you are? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There is a little bit of stuff to do north, but not a whole lot. Most of the stuff is south.
Yeah, I live. I live 80 miles north of New York City, and that's north enough for me. Thank you.
Okay, so is that close to the border then?
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know geography at all.
No.
Whereabouts in New York are you?
Yeah, about 80 miles north of the city, of New York City, which is the southernmost tip of New York. You can't get further south in New York State.
Oh, okay, cool. What's it called?
New Paltz.
New Paltz. Okay. I'll Google it later.
Yeah, it's a little college town.
Okay. Yeah. Barry is, it's big now. It's a city now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it. Looks nice.
Holy, look at the highway. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Look at this. Why do I even do this?
Oh, no. It's crawling. Okay, so we'll be on the call for a long time. This is not going to get too far south.
Oh, why'd I take this stupid road?
Maybe we'll take the next exit and then go in town.
Maybe. Yeah. It might not be too bad. It looks like they're doing 40. Rick. In a 100 zone.
Oh,
what a day for a skidoo.
Well, thanks for driving me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Is this guy even going to let me in or what? Like,
really? On a day like today, you're not going to be nice?
I know, right? Oh, my God.
Oh, it's jam-packed.
Second gear on a 100-kilometer highway. Wow. This is brutal.
You Canadians are crazier than we are.
I thought that was a well-known fact.
I gotta get out of this slowly.
Yeah.
This guy with the hazards on.
Well, that's what you should have if you're gonna drive slow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Everybody's driving slow, which is for the best. It's pretty white out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Robbie says drive safe.
Right on.
So he's not live yet either. Nobody else is live but us eager viewers here.
Oh, my God. Totally, you know, on a different street.
Wowzers.
Wish I had something to drink, like a hot chocolate with Bailey's or something.
Well, hold on, I'll show you again. I'll switch her around.
Oh, my goodness.
15K in a 100 zone.
Yeah.
Won't get a speeding ticket.
Could explain why we saw a helicopter.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, how long does it take to cook a turkey? We're definitely done by the time we're there.
Oh, my God. Lena's going to be like, well...
She'll know.
She'll know, right?
Yeah.
There's Robbie. I see him.
Oh, see, there we go.
Come on, Robbie, join.
Doing like a sound check, maybe?
Probably. We've got 10 minutes.
We have cool in-car audio.
I'm in recliner.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, third gear.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, careful.
Can't tell if I'm on the soft shoulder or what the hell.
As long as you have traction.
So to put it... Yeah. To put it in context, usually to get to this point, it takes about 3 minutes from getting on the highway.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
I wonder if it's just this section, or is this going to keep on going right into the 400 flea market? I guess just stay on it.
Stay on the highway?
Yeah.
It's actually best for the call. I mean,
it's giving me a headache. I hate not speeding.
Dave usually has a motorcycle. Well, not in this weather. But he drives a motorcycle. Rides a motorcycle? I don't know.
Yeah. Sport bike.
We tend to take the highway because you get less interaction with intersections and people pulling out of places unexpectedly, at least on the highway, you're just straight, keep going.
Yeah.
True.
Do you have a lot of tolls there? The only part of New York I've ever been to was a lot of tolls.
New York takes your money any way they can.
Gotcha.
We have the easy pass tags so that you can drive right through the tolls, you know, instead of stopping and handing money over. And with a couple of visits to the hospital, because I had the surgery in New York City, they refilled my easy pass 4 times because of the tolls are so high. It's crazy.
Holy. Now, are there non-toll options?
There are. And it'll take you about 10 times longer to get there.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all, you know, state roads with, you got to drive through little towns and slow down. And, you know, because we take the interstates. It's, if you've ever been to New York, you know, you have the thruway out there that ends up in Buffalo. Well, that comes all the way down here.
Oh, okay.
But New York City is just... it's crazy. It costs $15 just to get into New York City. Over.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Man.
I had a guy, when I did training up in Rochester, New York, a few years ago, a guy drove from Florida. He says, I can't believe I can drive from Florida all the way up to Washington, D.C. with no tolls. And then once I get Washington, D.C., I get up to New York, I pay like $50 or $60 in tolls, and he's not far off. It's about that much. It's crazy.
That's a lot.
Robbie keeps getting up and walking away. Come on, what are you doing?
Can he hear us, I wonder?
Probably not.
It doesn't look like
Jen. And judging from your reaction, I guess you guys don't have a lot of tolls.
We have one toll route. And I don't think I've used it even more than 3 times in my whole life.
Yeah.
Because you hear nothing but nightmares because you have to have a transponder. It'll bill your I guess, based on your license plate. It takes a picture of your license plate. So you don't drive through a booth at all. But because of that, there's been problems with people being double billed or, you know, a misread in the camera.
Yeah.
It seems a little bit too primitive.
Yeah, well, they're starting that now here, and it's like, keep moving. You know, if you have the easy pass, it'll deduct it from your account. If you don't, they will mail you a bill. I was like, really? Snail mail? You're going to mail me a bill for a bridge toll? Whatever.
Yeah.
And there are people that take that bridge, you know, they go to work, they take it 5 times a week.
Oh, man.
How often do you bill? Get the tag, it's easier.
No. Yeah, I'm happy that tolls haven't been too much a thing here.
Yeah.
I just took the train for the first time to Toronto, and they have I think it's called a Presto Pass, where you can use a card and fill it up, sort of, I guess, like the same idea as an easy pass. And if you take the train a certain number of times, you get a discount on your actual trip itself.
Right.
I've taken it once. So.
We have those cards for the New York City buses and subways. A little mag strip card, like a credit card, and you zip it right through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very handy.
So soon there'll be no cash for anything anymore.
No.
It'll be all cards.
Yep.
Bitcoin.
That's Bitcoin?
Right. No. Which we don't own any of.
No. I don't have it either.
Yeah.
I hear too many horror stories about that stuff.
Yeah. I tried to watch a documentary on it, and it didn't make sense to me even when they were explaining it slowly in the documentary. So.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll never be a Bitcoin owner.
Yeah, and it seems to be traded like a commodity on the exchanges. It's like, well, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Good call, Dave.
I'll let my daughter worry about that. the
right.
Bitcoin. I'm too old. I'm gonna die with money. It's just forget the computer stuff.
I spoke too soon. The highway sped up and then it slowed right back down as soon as it heard me.
Yeah. You look like you're moving okay.
Mm-hmm. We're doing 31 kilometers.
It's not bad.
It's moving. Usually usually this highway runs at about 110 kilometers an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, but moving is good. See, in New York City, you usually stop and then move 10 feet, then stop. That's frustrating. Constant
right.
moving, even if it's slow, is still constant moving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a standard, so it makes it easier if there's constant moving.
Yep. Oh, Robbie just went and got his coffee, so he's set. Still not talking to us, though.
I think he's grabbing his headset. Yeah, here we go. 101, everybody else is late now.
Such a process. Holy goodness.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Robbie.
We've been talking about you.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
As you can see, Sasha and Dave are on the road.
Yeah, it looks like. Drive safe. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Canada.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a blizzard even just getting into the studio.
Yes, and you live close to the studio, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not too bad of a drive, but even so, my wife was like, are you sure you want to do this?
Well, yes.
Good.
For Bill? Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You?
I am doing spectacularly well, thank you.
I think your clocks are a little faster than mine. Mine says 2 minutes, too. So are we always...
Mine
do
says
we always
2 minutes
start 2 minutes late?
No, I got 2 minutes to one.
Oh, okay. So it's Sasha's clock.
Mine says 2 minutes past one.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, I'm punctual. Come on.
I wasn't sure if I'd be able to actually log on.
This is pretty cool.
I came early.
Nice. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You keeping her safe on the road there? Paying attention?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, good.
This is terrible.
Yeah. How far out of town are you guys?
We're not even out of town yet.
Oh, really? You're on your way out?
Yeah, we're just passing Essa, the Essa off ramp.
Okay.
On our way to the Maple View. Dead spot. Well, not dead spot. 6 kilometers an hour right now.
15 minutes to make it from Bayfield on ramp to not even Molson.
Yeah, we're heading to Lefroy.
Okay.
Which is not that far, but I will lose connection at some point because Lefroy doesn't have any.
Oh, yes. How cool is it, though? Okay, so we can start now. It's time for our Google Hangout. But how cool is it that you can be on the road and doing this?
Oh, here, let me turn this around so you can see the road.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Here, let me switch.
That actually looks better.
Slow
well, it's moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still learning how Google Hangouts works. So as soon as I manually switch a camera, I lose all control. Let's see if that works. There. I like that. How cool is it that we can do something like this in a small studio like we have if technology and you're on the road and here we can have a hangout with some of our viewers.
It's so cool.
This is cool.
Oh, there
he is. Hey, Shizu. And it blows my mind too. Like I was watching the countdown last night, and they had people cutting in from various points in Canada, and their technology seemed like there was like a 20-second delay, and you know it wasn't that great. And meanwhile, you're driving in a car in real time.
Right, in real time. Yeah, I love it. But we just finished watching this. This season's Black Mirror, so I love technology, but at the same time, and now I'm very afraid of it.
Now you're paranoid of it?
A little.
I'm not sure how far into Black Mirror we are. It was like, I don't know, I think we're like season, what are they in now, season 4?
Yeah.
So we're probably the end, like middle of season 3.
But okay, it's really important to know you do not have to watch them in order, and I'd really love it if everybody could just watch episode 1 of season 4 before the next show.
Okay. Before the next show.
Yeah, super spectacular. It's like an hour of your time. And it's really important.
Cool.
It's called USS Callister is the episode name.
We'll have to check it out. It always leaves me thinking.
Okay.
And that's why I can't binge a show like Black Mirror, because it leaves you at the end of it. You're like, okay, now I need to ponder this for 3 days.
Right. I know this is Dave's first, well, almost first encounter with Black Mirror. I had not completely shared it with him. And now we're binge watching past episodes.
That's cool. Well, hey, everybody. So I wasn't sure what kind of turnout we'd have today, because this is our first patron exclusive hangout and Category 5's first hangout in as many years. I think the last one we did was February of 2015. Can you believe it's been that long? But so, Bill, it's nice to have you here. Looks like you're our first and only patron to join today. So I hope you came prepared with loads of questions and comments and everything else. This will be posted for public viewing after. But, of course, you have to be a qualifying patron in order to participate in the actual interaction with us. So hey, Bill.
Hey.
I see Jeff is connected but doesn't have a camera or microphone, so that's kind of counterintuitive.
Jeff was there.
I see
first.
Sasha and Dave obviously on the road, and Shizu Yamaguchi is here with us.
Hey.
Hey, Shizu.
Hey.
Shizu, of course, you probably remember her. She was on the show fairly recently, just back in the summer, talking about organization and. You know more about it. My wife knows more about it because she got a hold of the book, and my sock drawer is completely different now. But Shizu now has taken on the role. Bill, you know, on the newsroom setup, we have the kind of the side graphics and everything like that.
Right.
So while Sasha is speaking about a particular story, there's a nice graphic up there. I used to have to come in and, you know, I'd find the images on Google Images or wherever, or the source from the story, and try to put something together. But it was just one more thing for me to do. And then Shizu took that on. So that's one thing off of my plate. And she's been doing a fantastic job. She's doing a way better job than I could ever do. And so that's been a real bonus for the show. So
awesome.
Hi, Shizu.
Hi. How's your everyone's?
I can barely hear you. Can you guys hear Shizu?
Oh, just very
use
quiet.
Use your outdoor voice.
Very quiet.
There.
My outdoor voice? Is my
yeah.
I can see the little green indicators and sounds. And I was just saying, how's everyone's Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bill, where are you from?
I am from New Paltz, New York, about 80 miles north of New York City. And as I was saying to Sasha earlier, that's far enough north for me. Thank you very much.
That's cool. How long have you been watching Category 5 TV?
About a month and a half now.
Oh, wow.
I downloaded all the episodes. I recently had surgery at the beginning of December, so I had a lot of time on my hands. So I started watching from episode one. It's come a long way.
Wow. How far are you?
I'm in season, I believe, 8 now.
Oh, good. So I'm there.
Oh, yeah. I've been jumping around the new ones because, you know, because I saw the whole, dare I say it, pie killer thing. You know.
So. Oh, the pie killer.
Yeah. So
is that how you started watching?
Sorry? Say again?
Is that how you started watching, with the pie killer?
I'm not sure if it was that one. It was definitely one of the first. But I'm actually going into my basement now so I can show you my pie killer. Let's see if I can do this now. Let me get a light on here.
Now I wish that we were at our house so I could show everybody the computer in its glory.
Yeah, I gotta watch the episodes with the bill. I gotta see that one. All right, I got lights on.
I'm gonna see this bell. I'm gonna turn up my speakers because I'm having trouble hearing you guys. I'll be right back.
Okay. This is my shelf unit down in my basement. And so here's the, let's see if I can get right up. There's the pie killer, the Odroid system. And that guy is replacing this guy. That monster. So I've already called my Odroid named it David, so it's going to kill this Goliath of a machine right next to it. Because I also did get the little unit where you plug in to measure electricity usage, and this beast uses about $50 of electricity a month.
Wow.
So this is going to be the Odroid unit. Wow. Is going to become my NAS, and it's going to pay for itself in about 5 months. So,
incredible.
Yeah. I don't really want to totally decommission that giant because I mean it's got 2 Xeon processors, it's got 32 gigs of RAM, it's got a 500 gig hard drive with the OS on it, 4 1 terabyte drives in RAID 5. So I'm reluctant to just dump it. So, but having it on 24/7 is just painful.
Yeah. So, Bill.
Yeah.
You're what we're looking at is something that you've seen on the show. Plus, you picked up the tester to be able to find out how much power your old server was using. How have you found the show as far as showing you, relevant technology? Obviously, this has influenced your purchasing decisions. So,
yeah, that one with the tester was really nice because, it's funny. I handle the finances in the house, and I noticed a spike in the electric bill a couple of years ago, and I was like, I couldn't figure it out, you know. And then I saw that, and I said, all right, let's do this. So I shut this guy down. This Dell, and plugged in that unit, and left it running and did the calculations, and I said, ah, that's where it is. It's not the refrigerator. It's that guy. So,
isn't that unreal to think that your refrigerator is taking less energy possibly than that little computer, eh?
Far less energy. Far. It was scary less energy. It's like, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. Now, it doesn't help because you see there's the Odroid is sitting on top of another PC, and then there's another PC next to it, and yet another server next to it. And this is just the basement. This doesn't include my Mac Mini and my Red Hat box upstairs. And then there's my work laptop and my home laptop and my wife's work laptop and her home laptop. And now that my daughter's home from college, her Mac and all the little gadgets, like I'm holding my iPad, the 4 or 5 iPods and Android phones. And
So what are you using the servers and the Odroid for?
The Odroid is going to be my NAS. It's going to be my file server. I got 2 4-terabyte drives in there.
Nice.
Set them up at grade one mirror. One thing I did notice, it's funny though, let's see if I can get this for you. I probably can't see it. When I opened it up, I looked at the pieces and tried to match it up to the pieces that were on the top. There are two different Cloud Shell 2 cakes. I don't know if it's one's for the Q and one's for the non XU4 Q. There's the XU4 and the XU4Q.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're different, because if you go on the hard kernel website, they both list as for the XU4.
Mm-hmm.
They're slightly different.
I wonder if they've actually just kind of changed the, because I saw your post on YouTube, I believe it was, mm-hmm. mentioning that the design was a little bit different. So I wonder, like any company, they've improved it a little bit or changed something about it. Because the only difference with the Q versus the non-Q model of the XU4 was just the fan versus a thing, right?
Right. And now it's funny. If you go on the hard kernel site, you can buy either one.
Supposedly. Oh, you can now?
Yeah, supposedly. Now, I mean, it's not very difficult to figure out, because you're only talking about two different pieces. Like you have the two little hanger pieces that you use to attach to the board. There is no hanger. There are no hanger pieces. It actually hangs from the top cover now.
Oh.
So, and you had those hex shaped standoffs were about an inch long. These are only about 3/8 of an inch long.
Okay.
Now the only thing is, as I'm looking between the, because I am using spinning hard drives, and there's only about 1/4 inch of space between the upper spinning hard drive and the top of the passive heatsink. So they're real close to each other. So,
oh yeah,
I am probably going to need to remove the speed limiter on the fan. I'm probably going to need that thing.
Oh yeah, right? You find the fan is coming on, because mine, of course, I switched to SSDs, so the fan just never even fires up. But I did find it was running quite a bit warmer when it had the spinning hard drives in it.
Yeah, I haven't fired that up yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still trying to recover from this surgery, so I'm doing little bits at a time.
And how you been doing?
It's been good. It's been real, real good. I just got to get a good one. I don't have to wear the dog collar anymore, which is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I do have to keep my motion limited. I'm not supposed to. He said he would have made me keep the collar on if I was a tennis coach. So,
oh yeah,
no back and forth, no nodding, no shaking my head. So,
yeah, just take it easy. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Binge watch lots of Category 5.
I've been doing that. That's for sure.
Bill,
I love the new bit with the your fans, your favorite fans, your most
our biggest fans on YouTube.
Biggest fans on YouTube.
You been getting a kick out of that one?
I love it. I love it.
It's all good.
There's somebody that's going to reply. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was tempted. I was curious whether we should tag the people that we're featuring. I wasn't sure if, you know, I wasn't sure what the reaction would be, because it is very, very tongue-in-cheek. We're semi-making fun of, but at the same time, we're turning it into a tutorial so that you can see, yeah, you know what? The Odroid is actually a little bit smaller than the Raspberry Pi, taking a creative spin on that. But so I'm glad that the response has been good. I think, Sasha, you could probably say the same. Eh? We weren't really sure.
No, we weren't sure, but it has been going amazingly well. I love it. And I'm really hoping that the people we actually do mention, that they eventually catch themselves. Like, I feel like right now some of them are just drawn to that one particular episode. But as they watch, I feel like they'll finally start seeing, you know, hey, wait, I've been acknowledged. and start understanding exactly who we are.
Well, the thing is they're commenting on the technology piece. You know, you see that 7-minute video on putting the case together, which you don't do anything. You're standing off to the side. They need to watch the entire episode, the whole hour, to see.
Right.
You get the next 20 to 30 minutes to do the news.
I know. I'm very lucky. And you know what? While most of the tech stuff is going on, a lot of times I'm in the chat room, just, you know, back and forth with the viewers then. So I get a lot of interaction right on the spot, which is fun for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've chatted a couple of times. You just didn't know.
Perfect.
Bill, do you have any, like, you know, this is an opportunity for you as you're interacting with us to ask any questions, or, you know, do you have any questions that have arisen as you've been watching the show about the technology or anything like that? Or
no, the only questions I had were about the NEMS, which unfortunately I've had to put on hold.
Okay.
That's back upstairs in the living room with my little pie. Oh yeah, I forgot to show you this. Right next to the whole thing.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to sign off now, just because I know we're coming into the tricky spot. And instead of just wondering whether or not I'm actually live, I'm going to go now. But such a great time. We have to do this far more frequently. Like,
absolutely.
All right. All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. And thanks for joining us from the road. That's really cool. Yep. Safe drive.
Hey, no problem. And Bill, it was great getting to know you.
Nice knowing you too. Have fun, Dave.
I'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Take care.
Bye.
So what are you showing us here, Dave? This looks like a pie cluster of some sort.
That's my pie cluster.
Very nice.
8 Raspberry Pi 3s sitting on top of a managed switch.
Yeah.
Where I run I was testing out some parallel processing programs, just playing around.
Yeah.
That's all I do. I play around.
Hey, that's fun. That's fun. What are you using to cluster it?
What did I end up with? MPI 4 or something.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember now.
That's something that I haven't tried yet, is clustering my pies. And part of that is because jumping straight to an Odroid, you know, there's so much more power in there. So,
right.
So it almost seems like it's a fun project, but maybe not necessary at this point. But
yeah, there were some questions when I mentioned it on the chat room. There were some questions. Why would you do that? And I was like, because I can.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've got a dozen pies and I want to hook them up together and make them into one super pie.
That's it.
Call that one the pie killer.
I got 8 down here. I got 3 upstairs. I got a couple of pie zeros just sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
I did give a bunch of them away. You know, my daughter in college, she had friends that were mentioning it. And I said, here, just... I'm giving him. Well, how much do you want for him? I said, I don't want anything for him. Just the one proviso is when you're done with him, you hand them off to somebody else. You know.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was the idea of the Raspberry Pi, to get, you know, get kids involved with coding for next to nothing. You know, that's the whole point. And I think that was what got everybody wound up when you called the Odroid the Pi killer. Because there is so many people behind the Raspberry Pi. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's a funny thing though, Bill. I mean, between you and me, not like anyone else is ever going to see this. Mm-hmm. But between you and me, it's done very well for us.
Yeah. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
I know, right? Like, people don't realize as they comment and they, you know, condemn me for calling it a Raspberry Pi killer, that we've had 500,000 views on that video.
Wow. Well, yeah,
so that's fantastic.
The bad part about it is they're in short supply, the Odroids, because they're on back order again.
Are they now? Okay.
Yeah, they went currently unavailable again. If you go to Amazon, if you use your link, it says currently unavailable. Well, they come from South Korea. They're making them in batches.
Right. And you can order them directly from Hard Kernel. I think that's probably the best way to do it. But of course, doing it that way, they don't have a partner program or anything like that for us. So there's no kickback.
Right.
but at the same time, you know, we'll work on expanding. It's really tough for us to give links to products because they're all always changing.
Right.
So I set up the shop.category5.tv as an effort to give you more options when you click on products, but it's hard to maintain. It's hard to keep up with, you know, when you've mentioned 1,000 products in the past year and then, you know, half of the links stop working. It's pretty tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing with even on hard kernel, if you go to the site, you scroll down to the XU4, it'll say ships in 21 days. So they're even,
really?
They don't even have them, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So I have a question for Bill, actually.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just curious about how you got into building all of these computer techie type things. Like, what was your lead into it?
I have always been into electronics. When I went to high school, I went to a specialized high school in Brooklyn, New York, and I took the electrical course, which was a basic intro into electronics. Then I went to an electronics college, and I started working at Xerox back in 83. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. And then we got into the computers and stuff. And now I am a system analyst at Xerox. So, and it's not the analyst type job that most people think. I help with the pre-sale and the implementation and post-sale problem resolution of Xerox equipment. Mm-hmm. So we put them in customer sites, connect them up to their networks, connect up third-party solutions for scanning, printing, and copying is just, we don't call them copiers anymore. There's so few copies made nowadays. It's all in the scanning. So I need to keep abreast of everything. So I know I have to know Windows, Mac, Linux, Unix, because some of our solutions are based on Unix. Now that Solaris is gone, the sun has dropped Solaris, I think we're going to start moving over to Windows, but I still need to know all the stuff. So anything I can learn just keeps me ahead of the curve on my job.
Wow. You know? That's really neat. Because I think there is that connection. I met a guy who had started tinkering with computers when he was a kid. Now he's in the field of IT, and it's just something that there's like this connection from when you're young.
Right.
And you start with something you're passionate about, you take things apart, you put them back together, and then you understand something fundamental about something, and then it kind of builds upon there, I feel, so.
Exactly. Yeah, I was always a tinkerer when I was a kid. Used to drive my parents crazy because they'd come home and see something in pieces on the dining room table.
Oh, that was me, Bill.
Yeah, but I always got it back together.
What did you do to the VCR?
Plays all the tapes, but everything's backwards.
Oh boy, I was tearing things apart. What a world though now when you've got things like Raspberry Pis and Odroids and everything else, and like it's so far changed from when we were kids. Like my son, who's 10 years old, we just got him the old style electronic science kit. You know, the one with the little springs and you run the cables.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? So this is a throwback for me, but it's also an opportunity for me to instill in my son some of the knowledge that I wish that I had when I was a kid.
Right.
Growing up, and now I'm just now starting to understand things like capacitors and relays and all this kind of stuff. So for him to have that knowledge at 10 years old and into his later teen years, then I think that's a good opportunity for him to now be ready for being a builder and a maker. Because these days,
I remember those things with the little springs, the Radio Shack.
Classic. But they're great for teaching the basics of, you know, how conductors work and how you can create circuits and things like that. But these days, I find that kids are taught in school, and we're starting to see this migration over to, you know, they're doing hands-on stuff. But for so many years, it's been learning the software, learning how to use Microsoft Excel, but not understanding, well, how do you work it if the icon is gone?
Right. Exactly.
Or how does the computer itself work? So,
yeah, my only exposure to circuits and that kind of thing was in a physics class in high school. And we were given, I don't blame the teacher for this, he's a great teacher, but we were given a sheet and we had to like figure out how all the circuits were going to work. And it took literally like 5 hours for everyone. And it was hard work and it was, but it was not fun.
No,
I think having something hands-on would have been a lot more interesting, and having that reward for having it work, you know, when it did work would have been amazing.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's what we're going to see with my son with this kit, is that there's a payoff.
Yeah,
you know, you're manufacturing a metal detector or whatever else.
Yeah. You know, another thing to do, Robbie, I don't know if you thought of this, if he's playing with his computer, take away his mouse and say, okay, you need to learn keyboard shortcuts.
Interesting, yeah.
There's a billion keyboard shortcuts in every operating system, and people forget that. And it's like they get so reliant on the mouse. It's like, take it away.
That's learn a great point, Bill. On my Christmas list this year, and I'm just going to reach over because I've got it here. I brought it with me to the studio because it's going to operate the teleprompter. But this is one of the things that my wife got me. And it's a Bluetooth keyboard, but I specifically said I don't want a touchpad.
Right.
For that very reason. I do not like using a mouse when I'm setting up systems and, you know, I'm in the terminal. And that's a really cool point.
Yeah, I should get a new Bluetooth keyboard because I don't use the touchpad. It has it, but I don't like using it. And my palm ends up hitting it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I really like this little thing.
Yeah, that's so good.
Go ahead.
Which one is that?
I was going to say, I just learned I had a party at my place, a New Year's party, and we were just talking about keyboard shortcuts. And the one where you press shift apparently 7 times, or if you hold it down too long, it locks the keyboard into symbols mode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay, I have never in my like 20 years of using computers ever like come upon this, ever press a shift key for too long to happen. But anyway, it was like
Windows keys.
It was funny because I was like, I've just never done that. I guess I've never held it for longer than, you know, 10 seconds or pressed it a number of times by accident. So it's completely.
What drives a lot of people nuts is when your keyboard automatically, this happens in Windows, automatically switches languages.
Oh,
I don't even count that.
I don't know why that happens.
It drives you nuts. I get phone calls from people that say, I'm trying to put in my password and it's putting in all these crazy characters. And I'm like, have you typed any words like resume lately? Because Windows automatically switched their keyboard to French mode and now everything's in the wrong place. And
okay.
First thing I did.
That reminds me of the episode where, Robbie, where you were trying to get the pipe.
Yes, on the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah,
I think that was when we were doing like a RetroPie setup or maybe Plex.
Yeah, yeah. It's because the Pi comes down defaulted to Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they've got all those special characters on the top row are all different.
I'll tell you what, Bill. It was pretty quick that all of our biggest fans on YouTube let me know about that.
All publicity is good publicity.
That's it.
That's what we're finding. That's what we're finding. So we just keep a smile on our faces and approach it with a bit of tongue in cheek.
That's it.
Well, I'm looking forward to everything that's going to happen in 2018. Lots of stuff happening, eh? Like we've got the 4K camera run. I'm on a 4K today, right here. This is just the Panasonic, but it actually has the, I can talk about it now because she's gone. It's got the teleprompter. It's got the teleprompter on it. And I tried it for the first time the other day. And I have a new respect for Sasha. It's tough to run a teleprompter and read it from the screen, but it's kind of cool.
When you showed it to me, that's why I made the comment, because I know my eyesight, I would never be able to do that. Be able to do that. And I see she wears glasses too.
Yeah.
It's like good for her.
So it's out of the box, but that's what we have on the camera now.
Yeah. Nice.
That's kind of cool.
Nice.
But then I've got this camera here. This is the HM170, which is slowly growing, as you can see. The lens ring adapter didn't fit. So I had to order an $8 lens adapter to extend it out a little bit so that the teleprompter will fit on this one, because this one we're reviewing in 2 weeks. So
okay.
That's kind of cool.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So lots of, you know, the show should look a lot better in the next couple of weeks. And I'm starting to move around the set because we've lost the green screen here. People complain when we're standing up that the, you know, the logo is down there, right? Not realizing that this is actually meant to be a sit-down set with interview seats and stuff like that. We've used it a few times. But then when we got this desk, I had to move everything here, but then never kind of finalized it. So it was always kind of a temporary solution, but ended up being a little more permanent than I had intended. So, but the green screen doesn't work on the 4K because our server, the computer that I use for Wirecast, is too slow for that. Because it's, you know, that's a lot of stuff to do live chroma key with a 4K camera.
Right.
But it worked fine on the 1080p. So what I'm thinking about doing is putting the green screen back to where it used to be on the other side of the room so that we've got a nice green screen newsroom like we used to have. And then switching everything back to the brick set and then rebuilding this into an interview set. So we should have a pretty nice setup within the next handful of weeks anyways. So that'll be a lot of work.
If you really want to wind up your biggest fans, bring them back to episode season one.
Yeah. With the webcam, it was 140p. Now we're 4K. We're like, which 4K camera do we like?
The gerbil cam. Yeah.
The gerbil cam. That was classic. What do we have? A webcam on a gerbil cage.
I like that. Going for a 4K run has a double meaning there. We're doing a 4K run this afternoon, right? So you're setting up.
Oh, are you?
And you're also going for a long hike.
You're going for a run this afternoon?
No. I was just saying when you said that you were doing a 4K run, I was like somewhere in my brain, I was like, oh, I'm so impressed. And then I was like, and then it's also a camera thing. And I was like, oh,
wow. No, not in the snow. I'm not doing anything in the snow. It's like you travel, even just walking to the vehicle. Yeah, is enough.
The coldest winter in
100 years
or something like that.
Great misunderstanding. No, Robbie does not do 4K runs in the snow.
Bill doesn't do 4K runs in the summer.
Yeah,
or spring. Or fall.
Yeah.
Walking's good enough for me.
Well, Shizu, Jeff. Well, Jeff is sort of here. I think he's watching, but unable to actually communicate back with us. I see he posted a couple things in the chat there. Said, oh, he's here. Says he can see and hear Bill and said hi to Sasha. Jeff was in. Are you guys watching the chat? Says he was in New York in November and he bypassed all the toll stations. His car is very fast.
Yeah, Sasha was asking about tolls down in New York and they're just brutal.
Yeah.
They take our money any way they can.
Oh, I got you.
So he was listening in. Ah, nice. Cute.
Yep. Yeah, he's there. He's there. Yes.
I don't see it. This is my first time ever using Google Hangouts. So if I start clicking, I might lose you. So I'll take your word that he's in the chat area.
Well, this is cool. And we're going to do this. My plan, as you know, is to do this monthly. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout, you know, moving forward. Of course, Bill, you're our only patron that is here that's exclusively a patron. But, you know, we'll probably see this grow as more people catch on. And our Patreon page has been growing over the past little while. I hope that you've liked the changes that I've made there. It's been a lot of, so trying to make it more interactive, more exciting, things like the Google Plus, the Google Hangout, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll see it grow.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'm reading. Jeff says my camera on my monitor is no longer functioning and I don't have a mic hooked up to the monitor. There you go. So he's here. He's here in spirit.
In spirit.
Thanks for being here, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Oh yeah, thanks for hanging out on Google.
Yeah. We could do this even as part of the show sometimes. Like, you know, use this as an opportunity for viewers to communicate with us and ask questions or something like that. That might be fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Looks like it works pretty good. Bill, thank you for being here. You broke the ice for our patrons on Google Hangouts, so thank you.
No problem.
Hope
no
you continue
pressure, though. I mean, like, I got to ask all the questions.
What's that?
A half hour.
Yeah. Yay, we did it. All right, everybody, well, have a great day. Happy New Year again, and here's to a wonderful year for all of us with Category 5 and personally as well, and all the best to everyone.
Yep. Happy New Year, guys. Thank you for having me.
Happy New Year. Bye, Bill.
Jeff says the same.
Bye-bye.
See y'all.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.